أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب قالوا يا صالح قد كنت فينا مرجوا قبل هذا أتنهانا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعونا إليه مريب صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 61 and 62 of Surah Hud. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first spoke about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam coming to his people, inviting them. They denied and Allah ta'ala destroyed. Then Allah ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, that Allah had sent him to his people. They denied, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another Nabi, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam was from the people of Thamud. Just one historical fact. Before this was the people of Aad. We spoke about it then, that Aad was the name of a person. Thamud was his brother. This Aad and Thamud came from Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam 5 generations after. And after the people of Aad were destroyed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam to the people of Thamud. So what was the message of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam? No different from his predecessors, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Qala ya qawmi abudullah, O my people, worship Allah ta'ala. That is only one thing that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and this is common amongst all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, make Allah's ibadat. Believe in one Allah. Malakum min ilahin ghayru. There is no God, there is no object of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for you. You have just this one Allah. Link your heart to Him, bring iman in Him. Further, He describes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, huwa ansha'akum min al-ard. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who created you from the earth. This is showing the great kudrat of Allah, that He is not only the Khaliq, but He created you from earth. Wasta'marakum fiha. And then after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inhabited you in the earth. Allah ta'ala had given you a space, a place on this earth. We discussed this Nabi of Allah and the people of Thamud in Surah Araf also, that Allah Ta'ala had given them great deal of physical strength, and Allah Ta'ala had given them a great mind, that from the mountains they began to carve out their homes and their palaces and their dwellings, and they lived in the mountains, that those mountains in itself became their homes. وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Then seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is bring iman, thumma tubu ilay, and turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with your heart and your soul in total repentance for the arrogance that you have. Inna rabbi qareebun mujib. This Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah ta'ala in the most beautiful of terms. Inna rabbi qareeb. Certainly your Allah is very close. Your Allah listens to whatever dua you make. Allah Ta'ala is there. That whisper, Allah Ta'ala hears it. That thought in your heart, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows it. And then Allah Ta'ala is mujib. Allah Ta'ala responds to whatever you ask from Allah Ta'ala. Qalu ya Salih, the people's response, O Salih, قَدْ كُنْتَ فِيْنَا مَرْجُوًا قَبْلَ هَذَا. You were marju. In other words, we anticipated, we had an expectation from you. We were very hopeful that when you were a young man, you looked so righteous, you looked so intelligent, you looked so bright, and we had thought that when our leaders die, then we will also elect you and select you to be one of the leaders. In other words, we were very hopeful. You looked like you had a very bright future, as though the nubuwwat that Allah had given him wasn't bright enough. There can never be a greater ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon a human that Allah Ta'ala grants that person nubuwwat. But they had not understood all of this. Atanhana, are you going to stop us? An na'buda ma ya'budu aba'una, that we worship what our forefathers worshipped. You're going to stop us from all of this. In other words, all those hopes now are destroyed that we had in you. Wa innana lafi shakkin, certainly we are in doubt. Mimma tad'una ilayhi murib, from that which you call upon us. And we are very speculative about what you have to say about your one Allah and what you speak about our idols. And in this way, the retaliation, the response to Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was again once of arrogance, but at the same time, it was lack of the understanding. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.